Good evening. Welcome to Dark Classics, Classic Films and Dark Humor. On today's broadcast, we're going to discuss Robert Mitchum, that sly motherfucker with that voice. Robert Mitchum was born in 1917 and died in 1997 of emphysema. He had, oh my goodness, one of those voices. If you've ever seen Night of the Hunter, I think I can play a clip from it. He should have been nominated for an Oscar for this. It's that good. It also has Shelley Winters, Lillian Gish. Oh, here we go.
Disgusting little wretch.
Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them.
Straight to the soul of man. The right hand, friends, the hand of love. Now watch and I'll show you the story of life. These fingers, dear hearts, is always a warring and a tugging, one against another. Now watch them. Old brother left hand hates a fighting, and it looks like love's a goner. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hot dog loves a winning. Yes, sirree. It's love that won, and old left hand hate is down for the count.
So that's the voice of Robert Mitchum in Night of the Hunter. He was also in Out of the Past, which is a film noir. Robert Mitchum was only nominated for one Academy Award, which is pretty sad. You think of all his contemporaries, and just how amazing he truly was as an actor. Originally, he was going to appear in Tombstone, but because he was sick, he instead basically did the voiceover toward the end of the movie. I'm such a fan of Robert Mitchum. That voice, that presence. I mean, he was a good-looking man. A kind of anti-hero. You know, there was so much about him. And if I think I can find it. Let's see. I'm looking for a famous line that he says in it. Talk amongst yourselves, people. Yeah, my grandmother was a big fan of Robert Mitchum. I can't really find it. That's not it. It's a dark film.
Didn't you? Didn't you believe it?
he says something famous, you know, she's like, I don't want to die. And he's like, neither do I, baby, but I'll die last. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just a fan. I mean, I would encourage all of you to watch Night of the Hunter. Night of the Hunter did not do well when it was first released in 1955. And it had a resurgence, like a lot of movies of that era. It was directed by, if I can find it, Academy Award winner. Let's see. Elsa Lanchester's husband. Night of the Hunter. Came out in 1955. Someone in my family was born that year. I'm not going to say who, because I don't reveal people's ages like that. Directed by Charles Laughton. The only film he ever directed. Let's see. Budget, $795,000. What a budget. Okay, reception. Night of the Hunter was not a success with either audiences or critics at its initial release, and Laughton never directed another film. Okay. Ooh. The film was shot in black and white in styles and motifs of German expressionism. Bizarre shadows, stylized dialogue, distorted perspectives, surrealistic sets, odd camera angles to create a simplified and disturbing mood that reflected the sinister character of Pal, played by Robert Mitchum, the nightmarish fears of the children, and the sweetness of their savior, Rachel, played by Lillian Gish. Due to the film's visual style and themes, it is also often categorized as film noir. Roger Ebert wrote, "It is one of the most frightening of movies with one of the most unforgettable of villains, and of both of those scores, it holds up well after four decades." Let's see, yeah, that's the legacy of it. You know, it did not do well the first time around, but, you know, it's like The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz did very well. But in 1939, the movie was Gone with the Wind. And The Wizard of Oz kind of had a resurgence being played on television. So, you know, that's sometimes what happens to the art form, you know. You look at these films, especially today, some of these films, you know, that they put out, it's like, what the heck is that? I will give an example, La La Land. I watched it recently. Oh, God, it put me to sleep. It really did. And so I'm thankful that Moonlight won. That's such a, oh, God, that's such a hard movie to watch, Moonlight. Such a visually beautiful film. So, back to Robert Mitchum. You know, he was in some crazy, crazy films. He was in, what's that film with him and Gregory Peck? It's such kind of a sexual thriller because he's shirtless half the time. Let's see. Cape Fear. Yeah. Okay, he was nominated for The Story of G.I. Joe. Robert Mitchum was born Robert Charles Durham Mitchum, August 6, 1917, and he died July 1st, 1997. He was just shy of his 80th birthday. He had a lot of affairs, but we're not going to talk about that. We're just going to talk about that voice. He did a song, very cute little song called Thunder Road for the movie Thunder Road. He was a great singer, he was a poet. He was a Renaissance man. That's why I wanted to talk about Robert Mitchum. And also, my grandmother really liked him. And today is her birthday, so I figured I would honor her by talking about Robert Mitchum. I could have talked about Mae West, because she was a big fan of Mae West. But I figured Robert Mitchum was more appropriate. You know, come up and see me sometime. This has been Classic Films and Dark Humor. I'm your host, Dr. Zeus. Remember, unpleasant dreams.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.